Hey guys, what's up? It's me. It's Sharon Lee Sabatha, and I'm back on Sunday. I'm a couple of days behind Thanksgiving. I did say I would do a podcast around Thanksgiving, so I figure I better do it. Hey, so if you're new, welcome to Middle Finger Happiness, Work Hard, Live Well, Don't Fuck With Me. That is the title of the podcast, title of the book, and it started with a hashtag tattoo on my forearm back in 2017. So thanks for being here. I am going to throw down a quick podcast. It's been a busy week. I've got so much going on, and I'll tell you more about it toward the end of the podcast. But I wanted to, I really wanted to share something with you that would help me, or it has helped me. And it's like, how to get shit done when you don't know how to get your shit done, or how to get it going when you don't feel like it. Have you ever been there? So I was like, well, how do I do the things I do? Yesterday I had people in my studio, and hold on, I'm recording in my home office. And I noticed, you know, when I tell people what I do, welcome, you know, the vibe is always wonderful. It's beautiful. It's uplifting. And first thing out of their mouth is, oh my God, you do so much. And I'm thinking, do I do so much? I don't think I'm doing so much. I'm just doing. So I was like, this morning I was laying in bed. I'm thinking, wow, that really, it resonated with me. You know, how other people see you. You don't see yourself that way. So, okay, how am I doing so much? Well, to be honest with you, I don't think I'm doing so much. I could be doing a shit ton more. I'm just doing what I can and how I can and when I can. And I do it even when I don't feel like it. So I thought, well, who can I help? So how do you get shit done when you don't feel like it? How do you win at this game that we have in life? This meddlesome, I don't know, goals that we want to set. And then we have these ideas, but how do we get it started, right? Well, the first thing is, think about this. How does this all work? How does this all work? You got all these skill sets in you. Everybody has a skill. I don't care who you are. You have a skill. We were all born with factory installed gifts and skills. And somewhere down the road, somebody told you you weren't good enough and you believed it and you stopped. So how does this work? Go back to the skill set that you know you're good at. If you don't know, get a piece of paper and write all the things that you're good at. I mean, I'm talking from, hey, I'm good at organizing, or I'm good at unorganizing, but I'm good at ideas. You know, go with me on this, okay? And who are you currently looking at that's going to inspire you? Okay, these are, again, this is how to get shit done when you don't want to get shit done. Another thing that I do is, you know, looking at people that I admire. I'm constantly looking at them, and you know what? I leave them messages, or I leave a message on their Instagram or their social media or their Twitter. The other thing that I do is I crank up kick-ass music. Music, I love music. The music's always playing in our house. We don't have cable TV. Yeah, we got the Hulu, we got the Netflix, but we cut down that shit, man, probably like 6 years ago. Literally don't have the local news or the news. We just get what we want, when we want, on the internet. Got it? So music is instrumental. It is inspiring. Crank it up. Get it going. It will inspire you to get shit done when you don't want to get shit done. And learn how to measure your successes and your failures, because I really think a failure is a t-shirt that's just worn inside out and you got the name tag or the tag showing. You just don't realize that while you're going through the failure, or what I call them, the shit shows, when you're going through the shit shows, you're going to come out better if you learn from it. You're going to come out more experienced, and you're going to come out winning. And it's just the way it is. I got it, all the failures that I've done. I have done failure so good, so often, that it's not a big deal anymore. In fact, I already expect to fail at everything I attempt. And that way I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to keep going. And if it turns out fantastic, fantastic. If it's a fuck up, oh well, it's a fuck up. And I keep going. And so, you know what? When you have that mentality, that's how you get shit done when you don't want to get shit done. So those big mistakes that we make, those are the things that actually help you win. When you avoid making mistakes, you avoid winning. Okay. So that's my little spiel this morning. I know, man, this is like the shortest podcast I think I've ever made in the 2 years that I've had a podcast. Wanted to lead you guys to my website, Sharon Lee Zapata, and click on free. Oh, God. Fantastic free. There you go. And there's some free downloadables. And there's one that I have printed on my bathroom mirror, and it's got this cool colors in it. And it's called 22 Things You Can Control. Because let's face it, we cannot control everything. Only psychopathic narcissists want to control everything. So I have this printout for you. It's absolutely free. I'm not even asking for your email. Got it? Just click it, print it, put it up. I think it's amazing. It helps me to get shit done when I don't want to get shit done. And that was it, guys. So I've got to skedaddle onto my studio because today is Sunday, November the 29th, and they're having an event called Artist Sunday at the Silos, and all the studios will be open, and I'm running behind, and I'm on my way out there. So, oh, hold on. One last thing I want you to know is you are more awesome than you realize, all right? Go make some mistakes. Go have some wins. Go have some successes. Happiness is the real rich. Health is the real wealth. And kindness is the real cool, right? And peace of mind, man, that's the fucking bomb. That's where it's all at. Peace of mind, all right? Take care. Peace out.